This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jordan Fuller is the safety that the Falcons are signing. That's according to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero. He is coming from the Carolina Panthers, but previously spent most of his five-year career with the Los Angeles Rams. And as I was making the point earlier before we had to get a break, clearly knows Raheem Morris.
Yeah, it's funny. Much like Rams, air quote, analyst on Twitter.
Analyst.
We're making a huge deal about Nate Landman signing in L.A. I feel like there was some Falcons
analyst.
Twitter making, God, that sounded so bad.
Ridiculous.
Making a big deal about this. It's nice. If we get the 21 version or the 23 version of Jordan Fuller, I think it's a good deal for the Falcons.
Yeah.
However, if you get the 2022 or the 2024 version,
a hamstring injury.
Well, and that's part of it. He also had some kind of other injury, which I don't know what his specific injury was in 22, where he only played three games. And I understand that injuries are injuries, but I can't have him here, not on this team.
It was the hamstring injury that cost him
last year. But what about 2023? He was 22. 2022 and 2024. Last year was a hamstring, I know, and I don't know what his deal was in 22, but he only played three games.
Yeah,
and you need him on the field. I tweeted it. You said it earlier. If you think this somehow means that Nick Imanawori, I believe is how you pronounce his name, from South Carolina, and Malachi Starks are automatically off the board for the Falcons, then you are sadly mistaken, and you have not paid attention to anything that Terry Fontenot has done. Because you go to 2023 draft, you're coming off a season with a 1,000-yard rusher who was a rookie in Tyler Algier, and you drafted Bijan Robinson 8. You go to the 2024 draft, you had just signed, little over a month earlier, Kirk Cousins to a 4-year deal, which was essentially 2 years guaranteed as your starting quarterback. You draft Michael Penix at 8. So if you think what is now turning into a guy who is on his third team in 3 years on a 1-year deal means you won't draft a safety in the first or second rounds, then you just aren't paying attention to history, and it has nothing to do, and this doesn't mean anything for the Falcons other than they got a guy who's familiar with the system and has at times had good years in safety when he's healthy.
Just as a quick heads up, 2022 was due to a hamstring
injury
as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Both of them. I just didn't know. I knew 20, and I wasn't trying to discredit.
No, you're fine.
I just knew 24 was.
You know,
I didn't know what 22
was. I'll get back in the kitchen.
No, I, oh, jeez.
I'm just kidding. I had to.
What you cooking?
I agree with everything you just said. I don't know that they've ruled anything out this offseason, right? Which is, and I know that's terrifying, you know, for Atlanta Falcons fans to think they haven't ruled anything out. But I don't think they have. And again, this goes back to what we've thought going into the draft for at least the last 2 years, and them doing complete opposite of that. And so I'm with you. I don't think this rules anything out. Specifically, though, to hammer home your point, the safety position. Because seeing what first of all, and this is the biggest question. If we had Raheem Morris on the phone today, this is the biggest question I would have. Why didn't you sign him last year? Why didn't we sign him last year? We needed a safety last year. Maybe there was some thought that Richie Grant would round into form throughout the summer.
But
you had a pretty good amount of film at that point on Richie Grant, right? So, you know, to your point, if this is going to be some kind of savior or, you know, some kind of landmark, you know, signing for the Falcons, you would have signed him last year, right? He got a very similar deal to what he signed last year in Carolina. Now, I do think that watching the tape on him, that he is a lot more comfortable, seemingly, in whatever Raheem Morris was doing. Remember, this is a guy who was wearing the C on his chest a couple years ago out in L.A., which that's a pretty good group of defenders that we're talking about, and this guy wearing the C. So I think there's a lot of upside in terms of fitting in the locker room, and, you know, you hear a lot of things, you know, great things about his character. But in terms of watching the film with him with Carolina, he was on and off injured last year, but he actually did play in the season finale against the Falcons. Remember, Michael Penix and the offense really kind of lit things up, even though you lost that game, you know, to Carolina right there in overtime. So there's a little bit of stiffness there. He actually, his profile reminds me of what we read about DeMarco Helms coming out in the draft. A little bit of, you know, athletic downside, but very cerebral in the way he's going to go about his business. I believe he was a late round pick, just like DeMarco Helms was, you know, willing to fly up, willing to tackle, going to be in the right place. But when I was watching him drop in, you know, deep thirds and cover center field last year, this is not great. Well, not great.
And I wonder how much of that had to do with a hamstring, what is clearly a nagging hamstring that pops up on him.
And again, to your point, though, that's part of the story. It has to be a part of the story moving forward. So what he was 2 years ago, and I'm with you, maybe we're just talking about odd years, you know, maybe it's a 21, 23, 25 thing, but I think what he was obviously under the Rams was a lot different than whatever they were trying to utilize him doing last year, because he didn't look extremely comfortable in the games that I've seen. And again, small sample size games we watched this morning, you know, and after the signing yesterday, not terribly comfortable in some of the things they were using him to
do.
And do you feel comfortable, though, knowing that obviously Raheem Morris coached him then with that defense with the Rams? So he knows something clearly that, you know, we don't know beyond, you know, the stats and the injuries.
No, you're absolutely right. It's a phenomenal point that Raheem got the best football out of him, essentially. Yeah. If you look at Raheem in 21 through 23, and two of those years were really good years for him, Jordan Fuller. And, you know, you look at that, that's great. And Mike and I were talking about it. You know, when you watch film, you can't tell. The way that it's broken up with the highlights of these guys, you're going back and watching. You have to go back years to pull up real good all 22, so you just catch a quick glimpse. And he got some tendencies to break on ball and kind of hawk it a little bit. He understands that, you know, like Jesse Bates has been so good at punching the ball out. Jordan Fuller brings a little bit of that. But again, guys, that doesn't eliminate anything with what they're going to do in the draft. So when I hear or I read, well, this means now they can focus on an edge rusher. Well, hell, you could say that about Leonard Floyd. Well, they got Abercady. They got Braylon Trice. They went and signed Leonard Floyd because this is essentially the same thing that Leonard Floyd is.
Yeah.
Is a stopgap player who you think can get the job done depending on what falls to you in the draft and everything. And I can tell you, I can assure you, if they went and fell in love with Malachi Starks or Nick Imanawori.
Oh, dude.
Then they're drafting him.
Yeah. They drafted a quarterback last year.
Yeah.
And they drafted a running back the year before to the same point, Tiff. So that is what matters. So just remember that. Don't be sitting there at the end of April and be like, well, now why did they sign Jordan Fuller? I don't understand it. Because we told you. It doesn't. It's good. And all this means that they did do that, it means they got really good depth at safety.
You know what's funny about it, too, and the first reaction I had, the difference between the Rams tape and the Panthers tape. And my first reaction was, he got very comfortable with a guy named Aaron Donald playing in front of him. Like, I think that he, you know, very much like, and we talk all the time about how defensive players are all complementary pieces, right? You have to kind of fit whatever you have up front or fit whatever, you know, however you're being utilized, or if you're cover three or cover four or your man or your boundary or whatever else. So I think he looked like a guy, to your point, he's jumping routes, he's stepping in front of the balls, he's being more of a ball hawk, because I think he felt very comfortable a couple of years ago when he's with the Rams that those guys up front were going to get home. I don't know that he was getting as much protection in terms of that type of role playing center field for a Panthers team a year ago, even though they did have some decent pass rushers, but not to the level, I don't think, that you had the Rams from, you know, 21, 22, 23. So I think, look, again, serviceable guy. Right, he's going to fit a role, and I'm sure that Raheem called him up and gave him the, you ready to be a Falcon? This is what we're going to need out of you. Going to need you to be in the best shape of your life, this, that, and the other. And that, and it all holds true. But, it, you know, things are going to be different here than they probably were in L.A., and hopefully this pass rush can round into form so he can play his best brand of football on the back end.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's something he obviously has to be capable of, especially if Morris has that experience with him and they discuss. But going back to the draft, okay, so you're saying it takes away, or people should calm down about the possibility of them having to go for an edge rusher now that they feel like they've taken care of this secondary position.
Yeah, I think Mike Hughes' signing means nothing, or re-signing or extension or whatever you want to call it, it's really a re-signing, means nothing to what they could do. I think that Jordan Fuller is a guy that, based on this, the way this deal is, he's a filler. He's a second week guy who they're like, you come in, you compete for the starting job as it is today. And no matter what, we need you here for depth. We don't know what can, you know, anything can happen. When Leonard Floyd was signed, you didn't stop saying they needed edge rushers because they filled a quota, right? And so this team has been very, this front office has been very, very clear with you.
And let me ask this too. How much is it going to help having Jesse Bates there?
I think Jesse Bates helps anything, but I would go back to the Justin Simmons signing last year, to where Justin Simmons at times, Steph, looked lost. He looked absolutely lost in saying, where him and Jesse's like, what's going on? And I'm not going to blame it all on Justin Simmons, but as good as Jesse is, I only want Jesse doing his job. And I don't, because if he's worried about doing two people's job, that means I don't get the best Jesse. Now, mentally, cerebrally, he's the leader of that secondary, which makes everyone better.